please.
The next item is case 11,784. Julie and Claude Saragossa seek a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Boat Dock Circle East, approximately 170 feet north of Woodland Circle. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 11.20, Parcel 268.01. Specifically, they're requesting a 3.7-foot variance for the side yard setback. We received one letter in support from the HOA, received no letters of opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record? Wait right here. You state your name and address for the record. Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My husband and I, Claude, are here this evening to ask for variance for our property in Angola by the Bay. We own lot 10 and a half and 11 at East Boat Dock Court. We have been trying to build at this site, and we're having difficulties finding a house plan that is suitable for our lot because, as you can see, perhaps it's quite oddly shaped, and we're asking this board for a 3.7-foot variance on the right side of the property so that we could have a house plan that is suitable for our family and our children and our future home here in Delaware. In addressing the comment of uniqueness of property, the property is unique in the fact that the lot has an irregular shape. There are angles surrounding the property that intrude upon the setbacks. The property is extremely narrow in the rear, and therefore making it highly difficult for to stay within the 10 feet side setback on the right side of the property. We are having a very difficult time developing our piece of land because of this shape. In an absence of the 3.7-foot variance on the right side, the property is unable to be developed. The irregular shape of the property does not allow for a home to fit within the right side setback. This problem was not created by us. Many properties in our neighborhood are very irregularly shaped, so I suppose they did that a long time ago when they developed. It intrudes, our plan would intrude on that right side of the property only, which is surrounded by commons. I'm sure you're familiar with Angola by the Bay, like the previous case. We have lots of common ground around our particular property that you can see on the screen. So there are no additional alternatives for us with our current builder to find a home that will fit on our piece of land. And point number four, will it affect the essential character of our neighborhood, Angola by the Bay? No, it will not. Because again, stating that we have a lot of common area around our property, and we are only asking for 3.7 feet, which is very minimal, and on the right side of the property, it's all woods, and there's nobody over there. It will not impact our neighborhood because we're going to be building a very attractive and new house that will increase the value of our neighborhood. And lastly, we're asking the board for a 3.7-foot variance so that we can put our home on this piece of land at lot 10 and a half and 11 at East Boat Dock Court. It will not be detrimental to our neighborhood and to our neighbors and fellow lot owners on our street. Did you want to add anything? Okay. That's all for now.
Okay. We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Rickard.
Okay. What's the square footage of your house? I could do add this up and get it for, do you know, do you have it there handy?
It's 1,900 square feet. I don't have that, sir, in front of me, and I should know that off the top of my head. I have the house plan here, so.
It's one story?
It's two-story home.
Two-story.
So the survey would suggest that it's less than 4,000 square feet.
Definitely.
Yes, it's.
Let me ask you this question. If you took and redesigned your house for 3 feet, okay, or 4 feet, 3 or 4 feet, you tell me how that's going to be a hardship for you and.
It's a hardship for us as we build the property because we greatly believe that an outdoor living space is crucial for us at this property to have that screened in porch, as you see on the plan that we desire, that 3 feet, 3.7 feet would take a significant chunk of that outdoor space away from us, and that's where we live in the summer. It's outside.
3-4 feet will take a lot away from you?
That's a, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. Our main reason was to build this house is we want to have the main master bedroom on the first floor. The reason is as we want to retire there in Delaware, and we didn't want to climb steps. And our main thing was to build a house with the first master bedroom. And this is the reason why this is the only house that we found that will fit our plan.
Okay. Let me ask you this: if this board denied that, would it be a hardship on you? I mean, you explain to the board what kind of a hardship it would be?
What kind of hardship would be? It would make it.
I mean, is it something you want or something you need?
Two
different questions there.
Right.
It is considering the amount of time we had this lot since 2009.
Okay.
We've been looking for a lot of plans, and we haven't found anything that would fit this lot. As you see, the odd-looking shape of the lot, and you look at the house plan, how that is, it's only a corner, it's a very small portion of the house that would actually introduce or intrude into this setback.
So you could redesign for 3 feet, couldn't you?
It's small. It would affect the entire house from top to bottom.
How so? Tell me.
Would it affect the upstairs shape of the house?
Go ahead.
I was going to add, sir, that we have, as my husband said, we've been looking at numerous house plans for years, and we also tried to sell this lot because the hardship was we couldn't find a house that would fit in our piece of land without going in front of the board. So we put it on the market and tried to sell it for close to 2 years, and people were interested in purchasing our lot, but then it fell through because their designs didn't fit on the lot. So the hardship is we can't sell it because buyers can't fit their designs on our lot, and the hardship is we can't find a builder that has a plan that's not custom, that's very expensive, that can fit a plan on our pie-shaped lot.
So you got a financial hardship.
It's a financial hardship. Yes, that's
correct.
Exactly what we're, yes, that's perfect explanation.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Bortman.
Yeah, you said the lot next to you is a common area, or is it a lot that's not been sold yet?
The lot
next to
267?
It's been empty.
Oh, it's.
What? It's not a common area then?
No.
Just an empty lot?
Just an empty
right,
lot.
Right.
Yeah, what you're saying is a common area there, but it doesn't.
The rear is common.
Just the whole rear.
The whole rear, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
The Z there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the lot next to you can still be sold.
Right.
You want to put a home there.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Excuse me.
What would happen if this got denied? Would you look and changing your house plans up or?
I think we would. I don't know. I don't want to think negatively. I want to be positive. But it would be a hardship for us in the sense that we've spent a lot of time and a lot of money in working with our current builder in trying to find a home that fits our family budget. So it would be
difficult.
It would be difficult and personally very upsetting.
Yeah, we've been trying to sell it for 2 years and not.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to sell.
Everybody looked at it, the lots wouldn't fit. Okay.
Same thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, the reason we do this is because, you know, our job also is to make sure that, you know, that you adhere to the county ordinance.
Yes.
So we're trying to, we don't like to put you under any pressure or anything, but we need the answers to make a decision.
Sure.
To help you with. Okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Mills.
Yes. The given the size and shape of the lot, it appears that you have about 60 feet or so of front road frontage. And in the back, correct me if I'm wrong, you probably have certainly less than 40 feet of width. It goes back, I see 25 feet and 18 feet, but they're not a straight line, so it's probably more like 30-some feet. Mm-hmm. So given those measurements, tell me, are there ranch-type homes in this development?
To a house next to us, yes.
Next to you is a ranch. And it's probably maybe 60 feet long or so?
Don't know their exact size, but you can see on the picture.
They have a double lot, sir.
Okay. Yeah. I guess my question is that if you were to put a standard 1,800 square foot ranch home on this property, you would extend past your property lines. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So the uniqueness of the odd shape in the lot makes it difficult to put a standard type of home there.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you. I have no other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Jimmy Cook? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Sir, would you like to come up and speak, be sworn in? Is there any other at this time that are in favor? Last call. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lawrence Folly, 33131 Woodland Court North, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I live in Angola by the Bay, and as the manager had reiterated earlier, the board of directors voted at the recommendation of the Building Control Committee, approved the request for this variance here. There are a lot of houses, but because of the unique shapes, I don't think there's a regularly shaped lot in Angola by the Bay. And because of the unique shapes, it becomes necessary to allow small variances like that on the sides and to the rear. The front, we hold very tightly to it, but...
Side or the rear, you make an exception.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Because of the shapes and that
sure.
sort of thing. And it doesn't change the neighborhood at all because there's variances more or less like that all through the community.
Okay.
But the board does look very carefully at not impinging on anybody else and that sort of thing.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to reapprove case number 11,784. I believe the applicant has certainly done a good job in addressing the five standards and also has... answered my questions, and which were invasive a little bit, but she knows that both of you know the reason why we do that. Okay, based on your testimony, the uniqueness of the property certainly is apparent. Okay, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and you've so stated that also to the board. It'd be an exceptional practical difficulty to you, and it'd probably be a financial difficulty, which the applicant has said that homes like that cannot come cheaply. In other words, you got to get a design like that. So anyway, the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Most of them are in that same category there. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,784. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,784 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it is. Okay.